If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for entertainment news. Dean Richards is on assignment. Cindy Pearlman with us from Las Vegas. And it's all about Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible these days. But there's a Top Gun coming too, isn't there, Cindy?
There's Top Gun 3 by morning from Vegas, where it's 105 degrees already.
Oh, God.
But, oh, my God. But Top Gun 3 gearing up on the tarmac. Writer-director Christopher McQuarrie, who writes all of these for Tom Cruise, said it's already in the bag, the new storyline. I know what it's about. It wasn't even hard to crack, and it's about emotions. And, of course, fighter jets, too.
Of course. And when is that supposed to come out? When
they're
will we
saying
see that?
It might be even out next year. Seems crazy because there must be a lot of production, but Cruise has been talking about it for a while. He's been doing a lot of press for Mission Impossible, and they're saying Miles Teller's back, Glenn Powell is back. And one quick rumor to clear up, there was a rumor last week that Tom Cruise said he wants Glenn Powell to replace him in the Mission Impossible series because Glenn's a little bit younger, but Glenn just came out and said no go. His mom won't allow it. It's too dangerous of a job.
All right. Next year for Top Gun 3. And there's going to be a Meet the Parents 4, isn't there?
Yes, or called When Wicked Meets the Parents, because Ariana Grande is in this. And the plot of Meet the Parents 4 is that Ben Stiller and Terry Polo's kids are grown up. They have a grown son, and he's marrying the daughter-in-law from Beyond, played by Ariana Grande. And enter Grandpa, Robert De Niro, who's all signed on to. He's about to get rid of this woman. He doesn't like her for his grandson.
Meet the Parents franchise continues. There's a documentary that people are talking about Barbara Walters, and this sounds like it's going to be a winner, doesn't it?
It really does, Bob. They've been talking about it on The View for a while, coming June 23rd. A real comprehensive doc on Barbara Walters, her life and her legend, called Barbara Walters Everything. And she had such an amazing career, but the best part of this is they're going to show a lot of the old clips and things we've never seen before. Because, you know, she would ask those real gotcha questions. And I guess there's footage from Taylor Swift and President Trump and the Kardashians, stuff that's been in the archives where, you know, she asked things that was pretty shocking to them.
And that will be on Hulu, June 23rd, Barbara Walters, Tell Me Everything. At the movies this Friday, The Life of Chuck. This is a Stephen King novella, is it?
It's a Stephen King novella. It's probably one of the best movies you'll see in a long time and one of the weirdest, all wrapped up into one. It's being called sort of It's a Wonderful Life, and it stars Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki in all the Marvel movies. He's a guy named Chuck, and there's these weird posters all over the place saying, thank you, Chuck, for your lifetime of service, and you're not really sure what he's done. But three parts, starting with the end of the world, flashing to a middle part that has a lot of dancing, and then a part of Chuck as a child with Mark Hamill playing his father. And it's just one of these movies when it all comes together that you're like, wow, I've not seen a movie this good in a long time.
I know you talked to Mark Hamill. What did he have to say?
Yeah, Mark Hamill was amazing. He's always so fun to talk to. A little bit about Star Wars. He said he had a really hard time dealing with the fame when he first started playing Luke Skywalker. So he said it was Princess Leia herself, Carrie Fisher, who came to him and said, just get over it. You're always going to be Luke Skywalker. I'm always going to be Princess Leia. Just deal with it. And he said that sort of turned him around.
Yeah, that's the truth. And we get the entire new season of The Bear in a couple of weeks, don't we?
Quick, on June 25th, The Bear on Hulu 2. And a few details leaked yesterday when Hulu sort of did a little bit of a presentation on this. And this season, it's a real race against time, I guess. Uncle Jimmy, Oliver Platt, is all prepared to shut the restaurant down. He's given everyone a time limit, and the clock's ticking. They're, of course, waiting to see what that Chicago Tribune review, if it was a thumbs up or thumbs down. And then poor Carm, is he going to ever date again? Yes or no? Good news is the actress who plays his girlfriend, Molly Gordon, she is back. And the best news of all is Jamie Lee Curtis is definitely back as the mom or the relative, also a weird relative to have, but she's back. And the new season debuts Wednesday, June 25th on Hulu, all released at once, which is so nice.
Jamie Lee Curtis was so fantastic. It's great that she's going to be back. And finally, good news for Downton Abbey fans. Check this out. Tell us.
Good bad news. This is it, everybody. The last sips of tea. It's called the grand finale, which kind of says it all. Debuting September 12th, the last film in the franchise. Now we're into the 1930s, and they're all back. Hugh Bonneville, Michelle Dougherty, Elizabeth McGovern, and a few new ones. Paul Giamatti, who's always so good, has a role this season. Julie Richardson does. And it picks up right when the last one did. But the cool thing on this, too, they're going to pay homage to the late Maggie Smith, who was the family matriarch. They really didn't have time in the last movie, but this time they're going to address her legacy in the film. So that should be nice, too.
Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas, cheerio, and enjoy the 100-degree-plus weather you got there in Las Vegas, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.
The John Wick universe is expanding this weekend. Ballerina is the spinoff film starring Ana de Armas. And Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, will make a few appearances. Dean Richards is out on assignment, but he left us an A-list interview with de Armas, who talked about working with Reeves in this franchise.
I love what Keanu has done with that character and what these movies have done, and the way they shoot them, the way the action is put together and the way it looks. And to have him wearing the suit again for the first time in my movie, like having Keanu supporting the film was so special. The whole thing was really surreal. And Keanu is so happy doing these films. Like, it really is where he's enjoying himself the most. It was unforgettable.
Ballerina is in theaters this Friday. Dean will give us his review on Friday. For more content from Dean Richards, check out WGNRadio.com/Dean.